Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by a longtime friend here at the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. He's the director of the Warren Cultural Center, Ken Seide. We're going to be talking about 2017, just wrapping it up here quickly, some events that happened last year, and we're going to be looking forward to this year as well. So, Ken, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, James. Yep, glad to be with you.
Yeah, so first of all, let's talk briefly about 2017. We had a John Denver concert, the Beatles concert, a couple of other pretty cool events and exhibits that came through just in the fall. And then, of course, you had many more events here in the spring and summer. So just kind of give your thoughts and impressions on 2017.
Sure, glad to. You know, we wrapped up 2017 in very good fashion, a real variety of activities and displays going on. You mentioned the John Denver concert. That was a trio of musicians from Omaha, and they perform under the name An Evening. So this was An Evening with John Denver's music. You know, all of the popular songs that he wrote back in the 60s, 70s, into the 80s, that was a real audience favorite. You know, people were singing along with those. Everybody recognized those tunes. So a good acoustic folk music sort of show that we had here. We started off December and into the holiday season. An annual event here is that our local hospital auxiliary puts on a tour of Christmas trees put up by different businesses and individuals in the community. So our opera house here was filled with, probably 20-some or more Christmas trees with unique decorations, you know, very beautiful. Great place to be working during the holidays. Lots of Christmas spirit here. And then they also put on a luncheon chocolate affair, which is chocolate goodies for sale. Had a concert with some singers that evening. So that's just a real crowd favorite for the community to have people come in here at early December. And then just a week after that, we had no less than the Beatles performing here. The Beatles tribute band called the Britons from Milwaukee was here. They put on a great show. They were actually the first stage show that we presented here when we opened our doors, which is almost 6 years ago now. We opened in the spring of 2012. And they come in, they play all of the Beatles songs, the sound is there, they wear the costumes, so they've got the look, they've got a little bit of the history, but they just really pumped out one song after another of those top Beatles hits that everybody loves. They took a break, they came back in Sgt. Pepper costumes, you know, the bright colors, the psychedelic era of the Beatles, played those songs. And again, that was a crowd favorite. People thoroughly enjoyed that show. Just got lots of good comments on it. And then we rang in the new year with a New Year's Eve party here. In spite of the frigid temperatures, and I have to say it was a little cool in our auditorium. Our old building was having a little problem staying as warm. But we had one of our favorite bands, Exit 113 out of Van Meter, was playing, and they play lots of favorite dance songs. So people were out on the dance floor. I think nobody noticed that the room was a little cool because they were having a good time. And champagne toast at midnight. So 2017 wrapped up in good fashion.
Perfect. A lot of great events that we're going to be leaving in the past and in the back of our minds for years to come, but we always move forward. So now talking about 2018, first of all, before I get into any of the events, I'd like to talk about the current exhibit going on there at the Lobby Gallery. It's Nicole Plymester Nelson's When Faith and Art Combine. What can you tell me about the exhibit and how you got it here at the Warren Cultural Center?
Yeah. Nicole has some local connections. Her family grew up here, and actually her parents are very active here at the Opera House. She now lives in the Belmont area. She has lived in different locations, but she brought some of her art down. It's poster art of various sizes. I would describe it as being very lighthearted, bright colors, with a lot of Christian messages, Bible verses that she has illustrated, but then put on posters, very colorful, very entertaining to look at. And that's all on display now in our first floor lobby gallery. That's open, free for viewing by the public whenever we are open, 9 to 5 weekdays. On weekends, Saturday, you can come in through Ed and Eva's store and go into the lobby to view her artwork that's there as well. And that artwork is also available for sale if people want to pick up a piece and take some of that home after the exhibit is finished. They can do that through Ed and Eva's store, which features Iowa artists' work. So that's an open exhibit for people to come enjoy.
And how long does that run, Ken?
That will run until the end of January. We have scheduled coming in February a new exhibit that is going to be some creative kites on display in our lobby. So check our website for more information on any of our events or our exhibits. That's warrenculturalcenter.com. Click on the events tab. We try to keep that up to date so that you know what's coming up here several months ahead of time.
This is part one of a two-part interview. Join us tomorrow for part two. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, I'm James Martins.